This is the SML Vaultcast.
Wait, all right, everybody look at me. Everybody look at me.
Yeah.
Everybody look at me. You guys too, you look at me. You're in on this now. Everybody look at me.
You're in.
I'm ready.
What's up, everybody? I'm small.
I'm medium.
I'm large.
I'm youth large.
You're not ready! You're not ready! What's your name?
You're not ready!
You're not fucking ready!
Nah.
And that's nah.
That's Will Wheaton. Will Wheaton.
Today on the Dummy Run, we have Bojé playing the game of the year, Man vs. Wild, Bear Grylls.
Game of the year.
Better drink my own piss.
All right, he's starting in the base camp. Let's see, mission briefing. Here, you will learn the techniques and methods you will need to know in order to survive in the wild.
In order to fight a snake and catch a fish and build a campfire.
Fight
and go snake. Skydiving.
Hold on. So you have to...
Wait, no, you go skydiving and then you have the helicopter extraction.
All right, but I'm supposed to extract a helicopter from what? Is this like some weird birthing exercise?
It is.
We're all ignoring the fact that you have to fight a fucking snake.
Not like survive.
Don't catch a snake. Don't kill a snake. Fight it.
Fight it.
Yeah, you have to engage in fisticuffs.
Is this like drunken Irish bear knuckles boxing snake?
Bear Grylls knuckle boxing.
Bear Grylls knuckle boxing versus snakes.
It's like Mike Tyson's punch out boxing.
As long as I get the star power. All right, I'm going to continue here.
So Bogue will be playing that in the background while we chat about...
Oh, wow, a cutscene. Really? You're going to start with a cutscene?
Go figure.
The fucking Bear Grylls.
Anyway, the topic of this week, while we watch Bogue fail horribly at this,
is... Well, two steps in it. Oh, wait, we need to tell you shit.
We were gonna bring up the issue of pre-order bonuses and what they mean to us.
Nothing.
They mean nothing. Joe just had an experience with this. Tell us your experience, Joe.
Which one? Jesus. So, Walking Dead Survival Instinct just came out this week.
Walking Tall Survival.
Yes, Walking Tall Survival. Crossbow, the video game.
I went three steps.
Go on, Joe.
So, the big thing with GameStop was some special bonus mode that no one gives a shit about. And then an ear keychain, like Daryl's ear in the show.
His zombie ear
that he ripped off in season two. They have an ear keychain. Like, all the promo shots of it looks like it might be a cool little rubber ear keychain. And instead, it's just some shitty, chintzy plastic trinket that you would get at, like, the Shore with a paper sticker or some kind of bullshit.
You go to?
I got an ear when I went down to Ocean City.
I don't mean the ear, but like the design of the keychain. It's just like two pieces of plastic with a picture shoved in the middle, and that's the shitty, horrible, crappy piece of shit keychain that came from GameStop with The Walking Dead. So thanks, Activision. You're the best.
So this has been a problem going on for a long time now with companies giving these pre-order incentives for pretty much every game anymore, and they make it so you have to, if you're a collector like Joe, you have to go to like six different retailers just to get all this shit for your game. Like the Tomb Raider thing, which you'll laugh at this.
Just a bear without his shirt.
The metal tin
Tomb Raider. You guys have one of the steelbooks, nice.
Yeah, that you went out and you bought an extra one of, and then we ended up getting it. We paid $40 a piece for him.
How?
Skills, son. Skills.
Shit, son.
You gotta get them skills.
Well, it's not like I'll get every pre-order bonus from everywhere. Usually I find what's good and go with that. But most of the pre-order bonuses today suck. It's all... Like DLC, get this extra
DLC,
skin,
get
this other mode, get this bullshit.
And then the
I don't
costume
care about
is
that.
Released in the Game of the Year Bear Grylls edition.
Yeah.
Or it's even there at startup.
Get this force.
Why are you coming back down?
I don't know.
Now is this explained in the lore of Bear Grylls that this is his training camp?
He was born in a
he doesn't want to fall.
You might need to be closer.
That's why he has the rope. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Are you going to be close enough, Tim?
That's retarded.
Huh?
Are you going to be close enough?
Yeah, I'm close enough.
Yeah,
Look at your toast.
Now, so, watch the peak. Toast. There it is, see? We're good.
So,
So my thing when it comes to pre-order stuff, there was one game. I've never given a shit about any kind of pre-order stuff, except for recently Saints Row the Third. Because their crazy collector's edition was like, look at all this shit we're gonna give you, and then it's like, oh, and you get the headphones that you can like have the voice changer, and I'm like, okay, yeah, this should be funny. This should be cool. At least I've got a pair of headphones out of it. So I open up the box and I go to use the headphones. Now the headphones require a battery. Now I understand that if it's, you know, you have to use the battery for
this is actually really funny.
For the really? You know, for the voice changing thing.
Snake, son, snake.
Fine.
Oh shit. Snake. Snake. Oh,
press A.
Get down.
Oh.
I take that shit.
Finish him.
Oh, finish really the snake.
You let him go.
You hit the wrong button.
You got plus 20 SP for that.
Oh my god, you suck so much.
Thank you, sir.
So yeah. So That was good. That was fantastic.
That was planned.
So I got these headphones. I go to put the battery in it. I'm like, yeah, I understand if there's a battery in it for the voice changer thing.
We're recording the audio.
But I went to go and use them without the battery to see if I could use them just as headphones, and you can't. You can't hear anything out of them because the battery also acts as a preamp for the headphones, so you have to have them on so that you could even just listen to music.
Yeah, I didn't think they were good headphones
No, they're not.
They're chintzy as all
hell.
The
quality was fucking terrible. Now, on top of that, the voice changer didn't even work. Like, it was basically not even existent. So, I don't even understand why they even decided to say that that was something that they were going to use.
Did you just get, like, a faulty one, or...?
No, everybody that I've talked to that got them, they're like, yeah, they don't work. Like, I could... Not even trying to use the voice changer thing, like... You can plug them into your phone, because the thing was you're supposed to plug it into your phone and use it as like a headset thing. Okay. Now, I turned them on.
Standing in a pond with two fish.
Now, you have to catch them with your hands.
To tell everybody what this looks like, if you've ever played Zelda on the N64, this looks like one of the random fish ponds you'd go to out in the middle of the woods. It's just this little tiny pond, and there's like two fish just hanging out.
And you can see them.
I mean, it's in glorious, glorious high def on the
Xbox.
I'm
thinking you need a stick.
But yeah, so...
Oh, shit, combine it with the stick. Hit Y. And then go to the stick.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, you got it.
Now you got a pointy stick.
Can you equip the pointy stick?
Inspect it. See if there's any hidden markings on it that might reveal Bear Grylls' secrets to you.
It might
make it easier to catch the fish.
Hey!
Pro tip!
Yeah, too bad you can't put use... You can't press use at all.
Close. I'm sure he'll whip out the spear.
Hey now.
Whip it out, Bear Grylls. No, wait.
Whip out that spear.
Close. Close it.
But he's drinking his piss. Hey, you built the spear.
Once you start fishing, the controls will appear on the right-hand side. New goal. Catch a fish.
Whoa.
Close it. What are you doing in here? Get out of here.
We don't need that.
Wait, that's a spear of fish. This game's confusing. I wish we had Dark Souls for that.
Still can't use it.
Walk up to the fish. Is that floating toast in the air? Go look up. What is that?
Go fishing.
There you go.
There we go.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck is this nonsense?
Hi-ya!
Spear or grab. You don't even have to,
I can't
like...
even describe how stupid this looks right now.
Get him.
Fucking fish.
Get him.
Oh my god, this looks ridiculous.
Do you have the option to drain the water out of the small pond? Catch all of the fish?
Get him.
But when talking
get
about
him.
Saints Row...
He's right there, get him!
The red...
Get the fish!
Get him!
Oh my god, you are...
You are the worst...
Get him!
Oh, you got him!
Yeah.
You will eat and live another night.
Boom. Wait, where did he go? Where did the fish... Sorry.
He probably put the wet fish in his backpack.
He's in my knapsack.
He ate the fish whole.
Go build your camp.
I want to catch this fish now.
I don't think you can.
All right, so back to pre-order.
That's
not even... That wasn't even a pre-order bonus. That's just the collector's edition.
Yeah, that's a collector's edition. A collector's edition would be like a whole nother podcast of shitty things. We could go into that.
Well, yeah, but the other thing is too. Even like the actual pre-order bonus was what was it? Was a season pass or something like that?
No, it was Dr. Insano, whatever's Kurt.
Oh, the Genki stuff.
Professor Genki.
Yeah, Professor Genki.
Kurt, what do you want your podcast
happy
to be?
Extravaganza.
Mom beater.
Mom beater.
Mom beater? Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about wife beater, since we're going with the clothing?
No.
No,
because
wife beater's passe. Anyone can beat their wife. Who beats their mom?
I hope the microphone heard that.
I hope it didn't. We attempt to be respectable occasionally.
Yeah. Sort of.
Then we have Jacob here. What's your nickname?
I don't know. You came up with Moo Moo, and I hate you.
Grandma's Moo Moo?
Cornflower blue.
I liked parka.
You, no.
La parka?
Cornflower blue.
Sweatpants.
La parka. No, la parka, like that WCW wrestler.
Ah, there you go, la parka.
viewers, write into us. What's the email?
Small, medium, large podcast at gmail.com.
Write into us and tell us what this gentleman, what his name should be. We'll get a picture of him. Take a picture of him with your phone.
Nah.
No, put him up on the post with the podcast.
Nah.
Cover your eyes.
Thankfully, I will be anonymous.
Dream a little
dream. Talk into the microphone so they can hear what you sound like.
Dream a little dream.
Purely off of your voice.
Based on your voice. What is his nickname? Speak.
Joe, I hate you.
His name is Joe, I hate you? Okay.
Joe, I hate you.
Whoa.
Build a fire. His nickname will be self-hatred.
Self-hatred.
Sweatpants is pretty good. I do like sweatpants.
Sweatpants.
Going with the clothes thing.
Sweatpants are comfy.
Because Barbie looks like, I don't know, Moo Moo has at least like a nice little ring to it.
So, Moo Moo or sweatpants? What are we going with?
Sweatpants, because Moo Moo's a League of Legends character.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Don't want to...
We can't confuse our audience. Our massive fan base will never never accept us.
Until guys, I can't hear what Bear's telling me.
Do you have to pick up... Is that sawdust?
Yeah,
You obtained a small stick. You have attained...
Pine needles.
Wow, it just... It went inside you.
that happens often.
Game of the year, game of the... Wait. Oh.
You have to put them...
For the listener, the silhouettes of sticks and bigger sticks appear on the screen, and you have to line them up with the other silhouettes of them to build the fire.
This sucks.
Wow, that is...
This sucks. Boat, come on, you can do it.
Put both of them together.
Is it hard to do? Like, it looks like you're struggling.
And then it just snapped together, like, right at the end. You have to make a hand drill? What?
So your hovering wood created a fire.
No, he created the start, the sticks of it. He's got to create... Ah! You have to strike... What the fuck are you doing? You have to blow it. You got to blow the fire. You gotta keep the blowing in there. Yeah. Yeah. Keep the blowing in the green thing that's pulsing.
Oh my lord, this is fucking terrible.
This is awful.
I'm so glad we're making you play this.
Lit!
Yes!
Lit!
Bogue made a fire.
Hell yeah. Open the rock sack to cook raw meat. Yes, I will.
Cooking the meat to fish.
What is that?
You have to rotate the meat now. Don't cook it too much on one side.
That looks like something a bludgeoned eyeball. No, you're burning it. You're burning it. You're ruining everything.
Could be better. You fucking suck.
I don't know.
Good job, loser.
If it's too pink, it's not cooked enough.
That's not true all the time.
All right. Nobody likes
the... You like the brown.
I can't burn myself off.
You're standing in the fire. I don't know if Bear Grylls would recommend this.
I'm trying myself
standing
off.
In the fire is definitely not something safe.
You do not want to burn alive.
So,
burning alive is painful.
Trying to think of what other pre-order bonuses...
What about you, Jacob? What kind of recent pre-order bonuses have pissed you off?
It doesn't even look like Bear Grylls. I got something on day one other than like Halo 4, and I never even opened it up.
You're a champion.
Yeah, I know.
You are a champion.
Well, it's one of, and there it's was
like,
the
I stopped
there was no pre-orders for like Diablo.
Yeah. Well,
oh wait, no, there was the collector's edition thing. But
we should merge this into collector's edition stuff, which we did once again. We talked about that briefly before. We didn't do like a subject of it, but like because I've been so disappointed with some of these collector's editions. All the things that they promise you, and they never...
And it never happened?
I mean, they used to... The Tiberian Sun ones used to get pewter figures. Or the old Command & Conquerors, Red Alert and Tiberian Sun, got a pewter figure, and it was random. They had two different kinds.
Oh, that's dickish.
It was dick, but it was cool, though, because then me and my friend got it, and then, like, if he got the other one, I'd try to, like, con him into giving it to
me. You would murder him for it.
I would. Doom 3, there was a pre-order bonus at Best Buy that had a Pinky Demon pewter figure.
Nice.
which I gave two of these to a friend to paint and never got them back.
That was like the first Prey game that had pewter figures with it. And then
yeah,
the collector's
but no, like
edition.
Prey.
Still, you're talking about pewter figures.
See, now I will say this.
No, pew, pew.
I will say this. I actually just...
Prey may have killed the pewter figure pre-order.
Well, now, I just filled out a survey for the developers of Saints Row 4.
So did I.
And because they're like, what do you want to see as a collector's edition pre-ordered thing? What the fuck are you doing, Bo?
I wish we could describe this. This is, he's got to make his home.
Oh, that's your tent?
No,
you're not just trying to build a bigger fire?
He's like rapping over there, too. No, watch him. Move
he's
the
like,
stuff around. And he's like...
I'm Bear Grylls, and I'm here to say I like shelter in a major way.
Let me see this. Let me try this.
I think we broke Bogue.
I know. But,
hard.
Is it? Well, there you go.
Level up!
Do you want improved health, energy, or hydration? You want none of those things.
Oh my
just
God.
Skip it.
You want Gatorade. It gives you all of those.
But the stuff that they've kind of put together in the list that you can choose from, some of it's gnarly. Like, one of them's like a cigar box. Like a Saints Row cigar box that it would come in instead of like...
I can only get two of the three.
That's why it says select two.
reading is difficult.
Smart stuff.
But then, like, it's funny, though, because, like, you look on there and there's the same shitty stuff that you would, you know, expect on a lot of these pre-order things where it's like, oh, here's a picture of our developers, like, in funny hats. That's your pre-order bonus. Like,
on that list, they had three different cases.
Back to Diablo 3, wasn't the limited time pre-order bonus for that, Era 37?
Yeah, yeah, that was the pre-order bonus.
Limited. Era 37.
Bringing it back.
Thanks, Mom Beater.
Well, like, as sad as it is, too, I feel like Blizzard has been the only ones doing decent collector's editions. The only other one that I can't bitch about is Kingdoms of Amalur.
Oh, my Lord, that was amazing.
Sexy collector's edition.
What about Borderlands 2?
I liked Borderlands with the loot chest.
Oh, the loot chest, yeah. I forget about that. That was cool, too. I never even saw the thing. Did you get one again?
It's big enough to fit a Dachshund in.
That thing is huge.
You haven't seen it?
No, I haven't
seen
it.
You're going to have to come down and visit.
I just...
Get it.
Why didn't you show it to me?
Get it.
No excuses.
Because I was moving and
no
it was
excuses.
Boxed up.
I don't want to eat that shit.
You didn't come to Danville, you dick.
Right now in the exciting Man vs. Wild, Bogé is... trying to highlight bugs that cross over a log. Are you eating them, or are you just sucking them up?
I'm eating
them. Watch out. Don't get that one. The red ones are poisonous.
I was just told that.
But the you obtained the millipedes, so you have millipedes
you have
like,
to cook
in your
them.
Pants somewhere now.
They're just crawling around in your pants.
Nice.
The Diablo one was pretty sick because you got the the Soul Stone and the head that was a copy of Diablo 2, which is
that was
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
Even the StarCraft one, I like how all their games are cross franchise now. Like you get Bone Wings if you buy Heart of the Swarm, you get Cortana. Oh my God, Kerrigan's Bone Wings for your Diablo 3 character.
I know, I want them.
They're sick.
I know, I want them so bad.
And then you get a Baneling World of Warcraft pet, which is awesome.
Which nobody plays WoW anymore.
Nobody plays WoW anymore.
I do know a couple people that still play WoW. But
Jake still plays WoW.
Well, yeah, that's because Jake has nothing better to do. So,
PC games, Guild Wars 2 had an awesome collector's edition.
I didn't even see theirs.
You know, I think I even owned
it
was the same shitty plastic figurine that was in the stupid Skyrim one. The paint job was good, but
it was not a shitty plastic figure.
The plastic is that stupid, rubbery, cheap plastic that I hate.
But it's a gorgeous figure, and it's very well made.
But that's one of my biggest gripes about it now, is a lot of things have been coming with statues and figures lately. Like, huge, huge things. And it's like, what do I do with all this shit?
But did you see all the other stuff that comes with Guild Wars?
Put that stuff in it.
Have you seen all the other stuff that came with the Guild Wars collector's edition?
Well, the art book... There was an art book in it, right?
A huge art book. Yes. It came with a giant metal tin that held everything.
That's the only thing that I'd want, is the
art prints.
Because art books I like.
Not only did it come with art prints, multiple art prints, it came with a goddamn frame. So you didn't even have to go out and find a frame.
Yeah, Jake showed me that one. The only thing I didn't like in that was the figure, because once again, it gave me Skyrim syndrome. Once again, Skyrim, leather-bound, like, fresh-off-the-cow leather-bound friggin' art book. But the figurine, the giant dragon, I was like, this is like awful. I don't even want to display this. Not that
I thought the dragon looked great. I didn't like the monument stand that it came on. I thought that was chintzy as shit. But I thought the figures were fine.
Here's a good pre-order bonus. Is the ones for Scribblenauts. Scribblenauts
Had
the hat.
Yeah.
And then they did different colored hats, and then they did headphones as well.
Are you talking about Scribblenauts Zippers? That band?
No.
I swear this segment of watch Bogue play a dumb game is just to get me to shut up. I haven't said an intelligent thing in this whole show.
I just want to see you fight the alligator.
What kind of collector's editions do you like?
Oh, yeah, I don't have any, so I'm going to play this game.
Hey, Bogue, what kind of pre-order bonuses do you like?
Oh, yeah, I don't have any, so I'm going to play this game.
You got to get to another challenge.
Well, I got to skydive next, but I don't want to do it yet.
Was it barefoot print?
I'm afraid of heights.
Why is there... Wait, go back. Was there only one barefoot print? Like the bear just...
That
like,
right there?
Yeah, okay.
No, there's three of them, and that's it. Four.
No, there's four of them, but they're all, like his foot is cut off halfway like, on one foot.
Yeah, like half a foot.
And it's single file, like somebody has a wheel.
He had to walk the line. It was like a field sobriety.
That they put bare feet
bare
on
sobriety
and rolled
test.
It.
Bare sobriety.
For literally 3 feet on the ground, and then
he just
it up.
Jumped in place and crawled away.
Yeah.
But he jumped in place and put all of his limbs
in a straight line.
Yeah. There's a cabin right there.
There's something else right here.
No, hold on. Put the camera back up.
Follow the bear trail.
That's
there's
Bigfoot.
More.
Put the camera back up.
I know, there's a cabin.
There's a cabin.
Oh, this is going to turn into an M-rated game quick.
This isn't Man versus Wild. This is Man versus Cabin.
See, look.
Follow the bear prints. Yeah, see if you can find where the bear went. See,
but I was already up here. You can't go in the cabin.
Because that's what
Evil Dead the game.
That's what he stays in while he's
filming.
Didn't they
already do one of those and it was terrible?
They did a few.
It won't let me in the outhouse or nothing.
Somewhere good, bad. Somewhere cat dog.
Get in the shitter.
You out?
Do 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 do.
Here, let me
There's no door. Oh, okay.
So what was it? How much?
What the fuck?
It won't let me in the door.
Guys, keep the podcast going.
We're watching Bogue play this and try and get into the cabin, and you can't. Just dumb.
Wait, what?
So, talking about Scribblenauts, I love the Scribblenauts headphones and, like, the hats that came with it.
Wait, so
I'm just bummed because I only got red ones. Like, I never got the blue one or the pink one. I wanted different colored headsets and hats from Scribblenauts, but I didn't get it.
Yeah, they also stopped doing all that kind of stuff. I mean, you used to be able to get, like, t-shirts or beanies and all that other kind of crap, and now it's just... Oh, your pre-order bonus is DLC.
Yeah,
it's going to be available a month later.
It really bothers me.
If
I miss
day one. That's why I stopped buying stuff on day one because it's just like there's no point to it. You know, I might as well just wait a year from now when they release a Game of the Year edition or whatever the heck it is.
I agree.
And then I'll get all the shit with it for $60.
Especially
it's the heck it is edition.
Especially when it's one of those types of games where it's like there's a lot of stuff that they're going to release for it. It's like, oh, well, I'm going to get this before anybody else. Like, well, whoopty shit. Like, if I wait long enough, like, I won't even have to pay any extra for the other stuff that you're going to pay for.
Like, right. Like, all the crap that they released with, like, Tomb Raider Joe was showing me. It's just like 80 Microsoft points here, 80 Microsoft points there.
See, a lot of that stuff you got free with the scavenger hunt, which was... I thought that was a cool idea.
But what? It's like five items? Like, how many different items have they released for the DLC? I mean, like...
Too many.
It's all going to come out again when they re-release it a year from now.
I think the thing that might have messed with me a little bit more was... I think it was the newer Mortal Kombat where you were supposed to get a season pass with that, but the season pass didn't cover any of the stuff that you had to actually, like, download.
Oh, like fighters or stuff? Or?
Yeah. Like from what I understand, the season pass was supposed to cover you for, like, Scarlet, Rain, and all of them.
I
had it never let me download it. It would not let me
download it in the game?
I tried downloading it through the game and through the client. And it wouldn't let me do either. The only stuff that I was able to get was, like, the classic costumes and stuff like that, which they made pretty much available for everybody for free.
See, like...
Because I know their season pass for Mortal Kombat, whatever the hell they called it, it was all for the extra characters.
I didn't get any of them. It would not let me download any of them.
I don't know what the hell you did wrong.
See, that's also another thing. Like, I would never... Like, at this point, I don't buy fighting games on day one, because they're always going to release new fighters... And, like, with Marvel vs. Capcom 3 back when that came out, like, what the hell is the point of getting the Collector's Edition? Because they're just going to release
Ultimate. Yeah.
The Ultimate, and not only that, but, like, the games aren't compatible. When
well, I think
you play
the thing
online.
That pissed me off more than anything was Street Fighter Cross Tekken, because I was so excited for that game, and I'm like, I really want this as soon as it comes out. And then when we found out, like, oh yeah, all these characters that
they're saving
14 locked characters
on the fucking disc.
Some of them,
I'm like, get the hell out of here! Like,
well, and also,
what about
them? Never even made it to
no, they never
Xbox.
Even like
released them. You had to hack the game.
Yeah, Mega Man and Pac Man, they're both on the disc for the Xbox 360 version. You just can't ever use them.
It's so fucking stupid.
Now, if you want to hack the game and play it online, yeah, you can use them, but if you paid legit money for it and want to enjoy the content on the disc that you purchased or purchased your license for, whatever the fuck they want to call it, you can't. It's just locked out, and it's bullshit. But that's, I guess that's back to, like, locked content on discs.
Yeah, but it also counts as DLC.
It does. It counts as DLC because they made them DLC, like...
Like, stupidly expensive DLC, too, which I thought was horseshit for how much they wanted to charge for.
Oh, my God. Well, even, like, what was it, the Switch costumes?
Oh, God.
Like, it was just an extra costume, and they wanted, what, like, $1 a piece or something stupid
See,
like that?
I won't hold that against them, because that's entirely optional content.
Well, right,
it's
but
just
at
stupid
the same
bullshit,
time,
like, different colors.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right, the palettes. Or whatever.
Yeah, palette swap. Like, whatever. If you want to charge me $1 for a new skin, or $2, whatever. Hell, Gears of War, they're charging $4 for a new skin for your guns.
Well, that's
ridiculous. Or you could buy all of them for $50. You just bought a $60 game, but if you want to spend an extra $50 for some different colored skins for your guns, go ahead. And the funny thing was, is someone brought it up, I think Cliffy B mentioned this, where he's like, oh, well... You know, it's entirely up to you. If you want to pay for this completely optional, non-essential content, which makes you more visible and easier to kill, that's up to you. And they sell pretty well. I don't know why.
But bringing it back to the pre-order incentive, it just makes me mad.
Achievement unlocked. Wild, man.
Look at the toy helicopter coming to pick him up.
Look.
It is literally as big as he is.
It's one of those, air hogs or whatever they call them.
Yeah. No, the thing that makes me mad, though, is, like, when Batman came out and every retailer had a different pre-order incentive costume, and it's like, man, I'd love to play as the animated series Batman, or I'd love to play as Batman Beyond Batman.
Yeah.
And it's like, great, if I want to play as both of them, I either have to wait a year or I have to buy the game twice from these retailers. You know what I mean? It just it really rubs me the wrong way that they're putting these stupid little things out there. I understand that they're trying to buy your money, but the thing is, it's hurting the consumer.
The thing is, at least they did eventually release all the Batman stuff separately. You have a game like Enslaved, where certain places had special costumes that you could unlock once you beat the game. Those were never sold by themselves. So those pre-order skins of, like, Retro Monkey or whatever the hell it is, if you didn't get those pre-ordered, you never got those, ever. And you never will. Because they're not available for sale, and I don't think anyone gives a shit enough about the game now to want
to put
it out.
Sadly, no one does. It's a cool game.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
That was in my February 4.
I need to... So, nobody can see me walking around, but I'm trying to find a copy of Rogue Warrior.
Oh, God.
Because the bro team guy is going to be at PAX, and I'm going to have him sign it for me so I can, like, frame it.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a comedy, like, YouTube thing for gamers. It's funny.
A knife in the throat.
Donkey won't be expecting this.
Donkey would expect this.
Knife to the throat. Looting graphics!
Crisis.
So what were some of the best...
I just skydived. No one gave a shit.
Honestly, DLC.
I mean, I was impressed with... I liked the Diablo one, even though I didn't get one, because it was just way too expensive for me. And that's the other thing, too. I mean, like, I really wish that, like... I don't know. I really wish that, like, some developers would give, like, at least a little bit of, like, some of the bonus stuff with some of the regular copies.
Yeah.
because like it kind of gives you incentive to buy the game brand new as opposed to waiting until it's used.
Well, it's like what EA does now with like Crysis 3 has the Hunter Edition or what the hell else games. I wish they were in alphabetical order so I could.
Yeah, we don't. That doesn't happen here because that would mean work.
Mass Effect 3 has the. What the hell was the pass?
Consumer Horror Edition?
Yeah, the Consumer Horror Edition.
Which, of course, I bought.
EA has their Project $10, what do they call it? Project $10, whatever it is, where everything has an online pass that unlocks extra content in the game as long as you buy it new.
Yeah, but why don't they do that with most console games? Fun. Like other developers. Oh, yeah.
Clearly a mining shovel.
Because people hate online passes?
It's not a speed shovel. Look at it.
I mean, I understand, but at the same time, it's just like, I don't know. Like, all like me, I really don't buy that many games brand new. Just because I'm Poe. But if there's a game that I'm genuinely interested in.
I died?
How did you die?
Oh, I
jumped off the cliff. Do it.
I went down there and I'm like,
do it again. We want to watch you die.
And then, yeah.
No, you gotta go to the right.
No, it's
so apparently when Bear Grylls dies, the screen just fades.
It just goes black. It says nothing at all.
You don't see him die. Go to the right. Go.
Pick up that shovel.
Because Bear Grylls never dies. Oh,
you got it.
Pump the wall.
You gotta shimmy.
Look at those textures on the ground, too. Holy shit.
They are terrible. Look at that screen tearing.
Oh, no. Recover. Hey.
What you press and select for? We got time to make a profile.
This game is so bad.
It looks absolutely awful.
It is, but you got 40 achievement points for clearing level 1.
Really?
Might be an achievement gold mine.
Could be.
You sign me into mine.
Yeah, but then you have to spend your time actually playing this game.
Yeah.
True. No, I really, you've like,
played worse. You played
because I'm poor.
No, I have not.
Because
that
I'm
yet.
Poor, I wish that some gaming companies would give me a little bit more incentive to, you know, to purchase a game brand new and give me at least some, like to not necessarily have to be like, well, you're either going to be a real shitty consumer and buy it used and we'll be pissed at you, or you could buy this really, really stupidly expensive version and get some real cool awesome shit.
Like, I can't look at it like that because that's like saying, you know, I want to buy your product, but, you know, give me something for buying your product. Well, we're giving you the fucking product.
Yeah, we're giving you what you're buying.
Too bad most places, even going back to the fucking Street Fighter Cross Tekken, all right, I bought your product, and you're fucking hiding all this shit that I should get because it's on the fucking disc.
But we've already made it clear that Capcom fucking sucks.
Here's another pre-order thing that bit me in the butt before. A lot of these companies, they put out these pre-order incentives, and they only get four of them.
I don't want to cry.
God. 60 people could pre-order the game, but only 4 of you are going to get it. This happened to me with a few games. I just canceled it and never played the game because of
I feel that's a cheap tactic.
Yeah. It was like a case for Resident Evil Revelations for the 3DS.
Yeah, I never got mine either.
I never got it, yeah.
Then you have the art books that came with Fire Emblem.
Yeah.
That they only... Who dat?
I don't know who that is. I'll go find out.
Closed. We closed.
I have one if you want one.
You have one? Yeah, if you don't want it. I'm pissed I never got my art book. But speaking of art books, pre-order art books, Game of Thrones had a pretty good one. It was tiny, but...
Yeah, my girlfriend liked it.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
I know what your girlfriend likes.
I did like...
comics and art books.
I did like the art book for... for Diablo, obviously.
Diablo.
I'm a bit of a Diablo fanboy.
Diablo.
But at the same time, I mean, like, you know, that everybody's got their own thing. I like when people do art books, or at least like even like in-game content where it's like, oh, you've progressed this far into the game. Here's some like what Mortal Kombat did with like the whole crypt thing.
Yeah,
so you unlock the things and you get to
concept
look at
all, art and
like,
bonus.
That I like. I wish more games would have
you engaged.
Like,
it keeps you
exactly.
Wanting to play.
It made me want to keep playing so that I could unlock all the stuff.
Yeah.
As opposed to like, oh, I had to pay $20 to get all of this extra stuff. It made it like, here, put the time into our game so that you end up enjoying it a little bit more, and then we'll give you incentives for doing so. Like,
I thought you meant the Fire Emblem.
I know, I do have that. It's at my house. If you want to stop by, I know where it is. I can get it to you.
Well, I'm riding with him.
Shut up, you.
I can't help it.
Just drive by my house on your way out of town.
Just drive by.
His girlfriend's driving. So I have no control over
my fiance.
Fiance,
is she tied up in the car?
I refuse to believe anyone would voluntarily marry you, and I think it's just bribery.
Thank you.
Barbary.
No, it's okay, Vogue. No one wants to marry me either. She got drunk.
Why is it that you two fat bastards have got getting married or have gotten married?
It's something about the gut.
Saved my life.
Hey, I take offense to that. I'm youth large.
I said two fat bastards. I did not include you in that. Because you're not as
or include.
As you're moderately fat.
You're not
factor.
Fat. You're like...
I'm... You son of a bitch! I have a fiancé, I'll tell you.
And she is fine. Hi, hi.
She's sitting on the floor
Pablo
over there.
Francisco.
Lay you down. Fine.
Yeah, I'm a terrible fiancé because she's just sitting on the ground over there.
Well, Hannah his is sitting out in the car.
No, tied up in the
troll. I sent her out shopping.
Cold
she went to the mall.
Car.
Yeah, her and Ashley.
Here, have some money. Leave me alone for an hour.
Yeah, actually.
Make it rain.
Boj makes it rain.
Oh!
Oh! Wow. Holy shit. Bear Grylls right landed on his cliff. Head and took it like
tuck and roll,
off.
Grandma. Tuck and roll.
He really is everything that he appears to be.
In a bear game.
I made him that way.
A bear.
He's a bear.
Or grills.
Or he's a grill. He's a George Foreman grill.
So we were thinking about, if we keep doing things like this, we're thinking about shooting a picture of, but replacing, like, the cover art, redoing the cover art, but
with
him.
With
like,
Bo.
Him reaching up over the cliff, and we'll have, like, a rubber snake up there.
Yeah.
Or, like, Resident Evil 6 will be...
Him blowing him a giraffe.
Blowing a giraffe. Tomb Raider will put him in, like, the tight tank top and the tight pants.
We're all looking forward to that one.
Oh, shit! Snake!
Oh, my God. The
fuck him up. Oh, hold
wait,
on.
The snake.
Oh,
snake.
Shit.
Dodge! Attack! Oh, no!
Dodge. You're gonna get bit by a snake!
Dodge!
Dodge next.
You
shit.
Son of a bitch!
Oh, no!
You just got bit in the balls!
It bit your dick!
It bit you right in the dick.
Sounds good.
Oh, no!
That snake is filleting me.
Snake is biting your dick.
It actually bites you in the dick.
Finish
Oh! Oh! The snake's fucking
no, wait a second.
At the end of the
head.
Entire fight, I finally pop out my knife? What the fuck is that?
You slit the snake's fucking throat, dude.
Why didn't I just, like, chuck the knife at it to begin with?
Why didn't you die when you got bit twice in the crud?
Because I hit the dodge button.
Again, to reiterate, a snake bit you in the dick.
Twice.
No, I dodged that shit.
And then he slit his fucking throat.
Now that's a pre-order bonus.
That's awesome.
We'll have a snake bite you in the dick. A
snake bite to the cock. Jesus.
Snake bite to the throat.
This game just got real.
Oh, wait, he's going to have to build the...
How much is this game? $10? No, fuck it.
Still not worth it.
Getting some bugs. Getting some bugs. Getting some...
He's getting into this game. Look at him go.
He is enjoying this game. He's like, come on, millipedes. I'm going to fuck your shit up.
No? That wasn't a poison one?
No, that's a little red.
Where are they? Grab it!
What I would like to see more pre-order stuff, what I'd like to see more of is like what they do with Ni No Kuni, where the more people pre-order it, the more the people not getting it.
That was a really cool idea.
Yeah, I like that. The more people who pre-ordered it, the better the incentives became.
Yeah.
Didn't they do? Isn't Steam doing that with BioShock Infinite?
Not that I know of.
I can hold liquids.
I'm pretty sure they're doing that.
But this one, what they had is they had like the Super Wizard Edition or whatever. It came with like an art book. Then it came with like an art book and something else. And then it came with blah 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 blah.
I think the two things that were added
pre-order strides.
Right.
I think they eventually added two things, like an art print and a coin. I think those are what was added to the Wizard Edition. And no other region got that. Like, we were the only region that got that pre-order.
I stayed a bunch
of... I kind of dig that.
By the Kuni starter.
I'm almost positive on Steam, BioShock Infinite is doing, like, a thing where it's like, if they hit a certain amount of pre-orders, then you get...
But it might be digital content. This is, like, actual physical stuff in the collector edition.
Well, as you stare blankly. Because I think what they're doing is, like, the first amount of people that they hit, it was, like, you got a free copy of BioShock 1 or something, and then, like, the next
Did that look like clean water to you?
No, it didn't
look
like pee.
It was poop water.
Dookie water.
I think the next incentive...
Oh, floater.
The next incentive was, like, you get a bunch of Bioshock-related, like, hats and stuff for Team Fortress 2. I forget. But there was a bunch of stuff, so I don't know.
Another really cool one was the... and this is probably my favorite, and I'm still trying to get my hands on a blue one. The... Virtue's Last Reward Watch.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That was cool. I just like physical things that are like
a lot of people got
things that
over
are in the game
too.
But they did put up a way to get. Oh, you had to buy them though.
Yeah, they after like all the bullshit happened with Amazon, whatever it was with the watches there. After the hurricane hit, you could go onto the website and just buy the watch.
Yeah,
for like $20. So I have one at home.
Yeah, I want to get one real bad. I just picked up 999. And I'm going to play that in Virtue's Last Reward.
Nine.
I
honestly, like, I can't say that there's been that many games that have impressed the shit out of me with their pre-order content.
Didn't you just climb up this hill?
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
No, there hasn't been too many that have impressed me, but that's. I think that if they're going to do
it, the wall again.
They should come up with something like the Scribblenauts hat. Like the,
I want to
like
see more people following the lines of Harvest Moon.
What did Harvest Moon
have? Every Harvest Moon that comes out, you get a plushie.
Oh, okay, that's
cool.
Yeah,
like the cow plush, the chicken plush. Pigs,
oh, that's right!
Bison.
Yeah, yeah.
The most recent one had a bison plush, and if you got the, like, their web store special edition, it had a 12...
Whoa! What the fuck?
Bad boke.
It had a 12-inch cow plush. The biggest...
Holy shit.
The biggest plush they've ever done. And I'm pissed because I missed out on that.
This Sunday, GameStop's a very limited quantity of them, but they have Luigi hats for...
GameSlop.
GameSlop.
How are they handling that? Is it like a pre-order thing or a first come, first serve thing?
I imagine the one in the mall had four of them.
So. Fuck.
And that's decently high traffic.
I'm gonna have to
that's
stop
actually
at the
slower store of the area.
Actually, it wasn't a cool looking hat.
They get foot traffic.
At all, honestly.
It's a very thin and chintzy hat, but still, it's a fucking.
And it would go great with the Mario hat.
Yeah, exactly.
And from Club Nintendo, I have the Luigi hat DS case. What do you think about limited edition consoles?
Oh, I love those.
I love... Dude, that Pikachu 3DS...
I think it's a waste.
Dude, that Pikachu 3DS XL that's coming out looks baller.
Yeah, that looks
like, it's like a reason to get you to buy another Xbox or another...
Right. Yeah, but it gives you more incentive to buy one if you didn't buy one yet.
All right.
Well, but what if you buy
the let the new guy speak.
Every time,
let Cornfire
every time come out with something cool.
Sweatpants.
All right,
what do you have to say, sweatpants?
Here's my thing. All
you
right,
want to talk, sweatpants?
Yeah.
What do you have to say,
I'm talking. I swear to God, I'm going to punch you in the mouth.
I will pay to see that. Fuck Bear Grylls.
The Halo 3 Special Edition thing, that was my first Xbox 360. And, of course, it's my only Xbox 360.
You.
Thank you. I have many cherished memories with it. Anyway.
dirty memories.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's come on it so many times.
The problem is that, like, when it first came out, it was a 20-gig hard drive. You didn't get a copy of the game or anything with it. And it was, like, your big bonus was that you got exclusive themer picks and...
Themer picks?
Yeah.
Themer
picks, yeah.
Themer picks. Well, now they've gotten a lot better. Now they come with two controllers, and you get the game more often than not.
Yeah.
And the quality and designs of the systems have gone up quite a bit.
But is it the same as, like, the retail thing? Because the problem with that one was that I could have gone off and bought an Xbox 360 Elite. At the time, same amount, same price, except my hard drive would have been 120 gigs instead of 20.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have a green console.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but for a Halo fan, like, that was sweet. I liked that a lot. Now they've done a lot more interesting things. Like, the Halo 4 console is...
Halo 4 console makes me hard.
That's the one that you have, right?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I've seen that. It's pretty nice, but it's just... I don't know. I'm looking at it as functionality now instead of like aesthetics.
That's right.
You know,
kill the
and
snake.
It's just like, especially like the amount of like crap that Joe and I both download. Like, I don't give a damn whether it makes
sense. Stop
there's
banging
another,
the counter.
There's another thing.
Yeah, it peaks every time you.
I really like the new consoles too because the hard drive's on the inside. You don't have to worry about. You can buy the limited edition console, and if you have an old one, you give it to a friend as a gift. You could sell it. Take your hard drive out and put it in the new one, though, and it's not going to aesthetically change it at all like it would have on the older Xbox.
My issue is that Xbox needs to put out a bigger hard drive, like, last year.
Absolutely.
Just go fucking buy one.
I don't think you can.
You can put a loose data drive in there.
Yeah.
We've done it.
But I don't want Microsoft to be like, oh, you have a 1 terabyte hard drive. That's not allowed. We're going to nerf your hard drive, and you're going to lose everything.
We do it at PS3s all the time.
But PS3s are different than, like, Sony horrible. Encourages that.
Well, no, they used to.
No, they used to.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
But they don't make it hard to swap the hard drive in a PS3.
They don't make it hard to swap the hard drive in the 360, technically.
Technically.
All you can do is pop the screws out, and it's good to go.
Yeah,
but I have the 320 gig hard drive, and I have two of the 32 gig memory sticks. It's not enough room for me.
What the hell are you putting on it?
You got like every single damn Rock Band song.
He downloads.
I've got like 2,800 Rock Band songs. I have maybe 2 dozen games on demand. I have at least 200 XBLA games. DLC out the ass. Like, I have a lot of shit. It's been 7 years that I've been buying content.
Yeah, that's true.
I have a lot of shit, too, but I usually just flush it and it goes away.
For that, I would just buy extra hard drives and just label them, like I do on my computers.
On your computer?
I love the limited edition consoles, especially the portable consoles. Like, that Zelda one is beautiful.
Yeah.
The Fire Emblem one is pretty nice. I just wish it was an XL.
Europe gets an XL.
Oh, fuck off, Europe.
Yeah.
You hear me, Europe? You hear me? I'm coming for you.
I wonder if John Paul's listening.
I'm really happy. I'm really happy with my Zelda DS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I
wish it was a little bit bigger because I got big grubby hands. But
Japan gets all the sweet.
Get your Pikachu XL.
But what?
I kind of want one.
There's a Soul Hackers one that came out in Japan.
Wow.
That is unbelievably gorgeous. It's like, I don't know the game, but it's a black and white XL.
Oh,
and it's got
that thing looked
white, like a white silhouette of all these monsters and creatures, and the reverse silhouette of the black is all different monsters and creatures, and they fit together perfectly. It looks amazing. There's some really cool rare consoles out there for collectors.
Oh, there's a RAM.
Look how majestic that RAM is.
Look at all three of those pixels that make up the RAM.
But it's, I really enjoy them. I would like to see...
Did you just watch him run? Oh, my God. He seriously...
Oh, God.
Ha! Ha! Yeah, run again.
What is that? Oh, you need to get hydrated. Hold on. You need to drink some water, bud. You're not hydrated anymore.
Damn it.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, this game is retarded. There you go. Are you hydrated?
I'm hydrated. I need to make a fire so I can cook the meat because I've already eaten a lot of centipedes and snakes.
And crap.
And
oh my gosh. All right,
Bear Grylls looks like he has Down syndrome in this game.
He kind of does. I mean, look at that.
He doesn't even look like Bear Grylls.
Hi, guys.
Hey, guys.
No, he doesn't look like Barry. Wow, he really has fucking Down syndrome. Oh,
hey,
my
buddy.
God.
You want to eat some grubs? I like grubs.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, as far as like, special edition consoles and stuff like that.
I don't know. Probably not.
I think they're cool. I'm okay with them. Because you're still at least getting, like, really good functionality of it, and... It is more aesthetics more than anything, but...
How about this for a limited edition?
I see Ashley coming in. Looks like they're coming.
Neo Geo Gold X. I still got to pick
one of
those up.
Oh, my God.
But I love the fact that the company went out and did that. It's hard to get. You got to go online to get it. But, like, that's great if you're a collector or somebody who wants those old games. I mean, they merged a home console with a portable console and gave you... digital copies of a bunch of their best titles. I mean, that's
way to
fantastic.
Break things. And you have the option to play
Nintendo
it both ways.
Nintendo should do that. And Nintendo should put out like something
a lot better.
Like a Super Nintendo.
Kill the snake.
Like the Virtual Boy.
I didn't let it. It didn't give me the option to let it go. Or
family
I was
did.
Finish it.
That snake had a family. Had to let it go.
Oh, fucking family.
No one's gonna bite your dick later.
Oh, the keys are in.
Oh.
That snake is totally gonna bite your dick later.
Joe, you want to wrap it up?
Yeah. Anybody else have anything to say on the theme of special editions and editions?
Fuck pre-orders. Special editions are kind of cool. Special edition consoles are kind of cool. Fuck pre-orders.
Very helpful. Bogue, you got anything?
That's all I got. No, not really. I just dropped a mic.
Yeah.
Okay, Chris Rock.
I do dig the Game of the Year editions of stuff, but I know that's not really included in what we're talking about.
Well, no, the thing is, with the Game of the Year things, doesn't it kind of like... It kind of dicks over the people that were like, hey, I'm going to buy it full price and not and then, get all the stuff.
And then
like,
get all the downloadable content.
But, well, that's no, what I, but then you have the option. You're either paying for the convenience of playing it a year before everyone else, or you save a few bucks and get all the extra content.
Yeah, because I'm not interested in paying a little bit here and there to download shit, or wait for the download.
It just pisses on the people who went and bought it from multiple retailers because they were worried, what if I don't get all of my Batman costumes, and I'm a big Batman fan.
I love my Batman costume.
Well, yeah, so that's what it comes down to then is it's like, they're probably going to release a Game of the Year edition. Then it's like, well, what if they don't? And I don't get my Batman Beyond costume.
You know what? But right? I have an infant son based on the fact that I got my Batman costume. Because the fiance is into Batman as well. So.
Yeah.
So that's what happened.
Oh, that's the best look I've ever seen her get.
Right, plus, she got the Catwoman costume, so it made it even better.
What do you think of Man vs. Wild with Bear Grylls?
This is the worst game I think I have ever played in my entire life. And that includes all the shit that I played on several other, like, epically old systems. I had to force myself to continue with this game.
Have you ever played the Judge Dredd game on Super Nintendo?
No, I haven't. You're lucky. I played some really bad.
Maybe I'll have to find that for you and make you play through it.
I played some really bad Super Nintendo games.
That'll be next week. We'll talk about our favorite bad games or the games that have scarred us the worst over the years.
That's a good one.
That's fair.
Sweatpants, anything else to say?
Sweatpants.
It's just one of those things, like, I'm tired of, like, the DLC being the pre-order. I mean, they really need to get back to actual physical items.
Yeah, I think one of the things that stopped that is the people at GameStop would just keep them for themselves.
Well, stop hiring dicks.
That'll never happen.
No, that'll never happen. I don't know. Well, I mean, like, every single time that there's some sort of, like, special extra bonus thing... Yeah, they all pretty much, like, at least keep one for themselves like that. And I've never even worked at a shop like that. Most people are probably going to do that. Because if they're that much into video games, it could even be a game that they could give $2 about and they're still going to do it. Like,
I think the thing that I would want to take away from all of this is that I want retailers to stop making their special editions nothing but DLC. Like, I don't want...
Like, is it prompting me to masturbate right now?
It wants you to jerk it right now.
It's like jerk off right now.
Like, I don't want a digital soundtrack in a game. I want a CD. I want a bonus disc.
Yeah.
I don't want a downloadable documentary. I want a DVD documentary.
DVD documentary, yeah.
I don't want, you know, 3 extra guns or a bonus skin. Give me a lanyard or a keychain or just something stupid. Something physical.
I have a Duke Nukem Forever.
You have a Fleshlight?
I have a Duke Nukem.
With the Fleshlights.
I listened to the podcast last week and it was very difficult. But
thanks.
You're welcome. But I have a Duke Nukem Forever lanyard, which I didn't even think they had like physical stuff. But
I have a Duke Nukem Forever kaleidoscope.
Wait, what?
and on that note, this week's featured song is going to be from Aelshan. It's the song "To the Gate" from Final Fantasy VI. It just came out about a week or two ago, and you can grab that at aelshan.net.
Love the boy.
You should one of these weeks. Now that I've mentioned Duke Nukem, you're going to have to put like the Megadeth cover of the Duke Nukem theme.
Oh yeah, cool. I've actually heard that.
Dude, it's so good.
It is sweet.
Well, it's on the album that they released. What the heck was it?
Balls of Steel.
All right, and before we sign off, I'm going to plunge Bear Grylls to his death.
And it'll just fade to black.
Let's watch.
It won't let me kill him.
He's humping the ground.
I'm trying to kill him.
Fucking die already!